this song.
Because I need a friend now.
Babe, you need all the friends you can get. I'm telling
Remember
you.
Remember this?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
A dog?
Wendy, noted pet expert Steve Dale is here to hear you sing, so please continue.
No, I just miss Peter Tork. That's all. I know that's Mickey singing, but I right. love the monkeys. Yeah. Noted pet expert Steve Dale is with us.
I would sing along, but last time I tried to sing in the studio, there were some police officers yes. waiting for me outside.
It did not go well.
No.
It didn't go well. How
no,
are you, Steve?
Not.
Nice
I'm
to
good.
See you.
Thank you. It's nice to be seen.
What's going on in the world of pets, Steve?
Oh, so much is happening.
Yeah?
One thing I want to talk about is these. It's been in the news, the anti-vaxxer movement,
mm-hmm.
and the result is that we have all these measles outbreaks
right.
all over the country,
right.
including right here in Chicago, actually. And this is now crossed over into the pet world. I mean, if people feel they're not going to vaccinate themselves, they feel the same way about their pets very often.
Yeah.
And that's not a good idea. So as one example, I've got many examples, but one example is right here in Chicago. I'll use a local example. We seem to have more leptospirosis. A study was just done by the Ohio State University College of Veterinary Medicine, and it happens to indicate we have a huge issue with leptospirosis.
What now, is leptospirosis?
It's
for
not
$20.
Even, yeah, not even easy to say. So it's a bacterial infection that loves water. It lives in water. It can be a retention pond, a condo.
Our backyards, which are completely underwater because of this rain.
Yes, yes. It can be Lake Michigan. It can be anywhere. Any body of water anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But how does this water get infected with this thing I call leptospirosis? It's because animals get infected, and the animals, like a city rat, and that's why there's so much of it in Chicago.
You dirty rat.
They
That was just Wendy.
I had way too much coffee today. Sorry, everyone.
That's all right.
That was really good. They Was that Anne Bancroft?
No, Jimmy Cagney.
No,
come
I have
on,
no
Steve.
Idea.
Well, it was Anne Bancroft doing Jimmy Cagney.
Oh, it was. Oh.
I think so. Even if a rat that's infected
yes.
piddles in a puddle
yes.
and your dog walks in the puddle
mm-hmm.
and your dog either licks the paws afterwards, which dogs do,
mm-hmm.
or the dog takes a drink from that puddle that's now infected with leptospirosis, unless your dog is protected with the vaccine, your dog will probably get leptospirosis. Now, here's where it gets crazy. You ready to be crazed?
Yes.
The dogs, about 20% of them, don't get sick. Those who get sick may die. They
Jeez.
Actually can get very, very ill. The 20% who don't get sick are still infecting others
yeah.
because even though they don't have symptoms, it doesn't mean they don't have the infection. So they then piddle in a puddle,
yeah.
and another dog comes along and gets very sick. It even gets crazier because if a dog has, and one of the symptoms of lepto is actually a dog having accidents where you wouldn't think that dog would have accidents. Now a little toddler walks in the house, touches the accident, if you will, puts hands to mouth, or you clean up the accident and you don't wash your hands instantly.
Right.
You can get leptospirosis. It's called a zoonotic infection. So people can get this too.
I get my dog vaccinated, everything that the vet recommends, everything. And he just had conjunctivitis. I had been taking him to a play care place mm-hmm. during the day, and it's very contagious, so I had to put goop in his eye. I have to do a second round of it, and I called them and said, you should know this because people take their dogs to daycare like people take their kids to daycare,
right, sure.
and I think sometimes they say, I got to go to work. I got to bring the dog. I don't care if it has pink
so
eye.
So if I'm owning a daycare facility, I am mandating
yeah.
that dog is vaccinated for leptospirosis for the reasons you just said. And frankly, the dog flu as well.
Yep.
Most of them currently for kennel cough do mandate
yep.
that. The thing is, a different subject of sorts, but and they should mandate for kennel cough, but dogs don't die of kennel cough. They can die of the dog flu. So
yeah.
I don't know why they don't mandate for that. They
should we outlaw puddles?
Piddle puddles only.
Yes, we should.
We should, right, Steve?
Yes, but with the weather like this,
it's impossible.
It's impossible. So with all this rain, the other thing that's happening right now,
yes.
right now, is mosquitoes are loving it, right? So mosquitoes come out when all this rain stops. We're going to get a lot of mosquitoes. Mosquitoes happen to carry heartworm disease.
Uh-huh.
That's not a problem for people, but it is a problem for dogs and cats. And the good news is, like leptospirosis, there's a vaccine, incidentally. We can protect our dogs. We can do the same thing and should do the same thing for dogs and cats regarding heartworm. Now, people say, my cat never goes outside. And maybe not, you know, but mosquitoes sometimes come inside.
Yeah, sometimes they get in the house.
I caught one this morning. I really did. I was shaving, and there's this little mosquito buzzing around. And
wow.
With a beard? Did he have a beard, the little mosquito?
No, the mosquito did
Shave
not have
me
a beard.
Too.
No. Speaking of beards, there is a... an amazing
Captain Transition.
Yeah.
Amazing study that was just done that is going to shock Bill.
What is it, Steve?
It turns out, and this is why Bill does not have a beard.
Right.
It turns out there's more bacteria in the average beard than there is on a dog tongue.
Oh.
So you are more likely to have a problem, not that you ever would,
right,
by your partner's beard compared to getting a dog kiss. It's true.
Dog kisses are softer, too.
Well, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
What other news did ZZ Top tell you?
You well, don't believe this?
No, I believe it. That's crazy.
Oh, and I've got another study for
you. What's your other study, Steve?
So, do you have performance anxiety?
What?
Like before we go on the air?
Yeah, that's all I'm talking about. Yes. Of course, because you're on the air every day. I mean,
right.
But a lot of people, one of the biggest fears that people have...
Public speaking.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it turns out... Remember, here's a good example.
Mm-hmm.
You'd remember, not personally, but watching YouTube,
mm-hmm.
when they had pet birds on Johnny Carson.
Right.
And the birds would never do it.
Yeah.
I mean, they would never perform. I mean, there's this one classic one with a minor bird who supposedly knew how to say all these different things. And back in the day, they did not show video of the minor bird doing it. They just said, this minor bird knows how to sing 12 songs and talk in 7 languages. The minor bird comes out and doesn't do anything.
Froze up.
Uh-huh. And Carson has fun with it.
Sure.
Of course. Well, it's not only the Johnny Carson show. It turns out that some researchers thought, I wonder if animals can have the same anxieties we do about performing.
Oh.
So what they did is they put birds who love showers.
Mm-hmm.
The parrots,
mm-hmm.
they love a shower. So they put birds in a shower, put a camera in there, and it turns out most of the birds performed when the door was closed and people were away. People come back in, they stopped.
Yeah.
And then the doors closed after a while. The camera's still running, and these birds perform things that people did, or said things in some cases, that they had no clue that their bird knew.
Oh, wow.
They would sing pop songs, operettas, and sometimes, really, sometimes use language that was rather colorful, and they had no idea that their birds knew this stuff.
What is the bird nervous of, exactly?
I don't know.
In humans, but I don't understand what it would be in birds.
Well,
just
I mean,
not
same thing.
Succeeding?
I don't know. I mean, performing in front of others can be nerve-wracking, maybe birds think the same thing.
Oh, it's very possible.
Yeah.
That's noted pet expert Steve Dale. That's who that is. We'll take a quick break and then come more.
You don't hear that everywhere.
You don't hear that everywhere.
No,
we'll talk more to Steve in a moment. Stick around. Spill Monday, WGN.
We are talking with our favorite noted pet expert, Steve Dale, and... this is how you know summer's coming, because it's almost already time for Bark in the Park.
Oh, yeah. I love this event. Hundreds of dogs meet right next to Soldier Field and with their people.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk this beautiful walk, actually, along the lakefront. If you're going to do this, friends, take your phone, because the pictures are just beautiful of our... I mean, we forget sometimes how beautiful our skyline is. And you get cute pictures of the dog, your dog, and other dogs that are out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great event. It all raises money for the Anti-Cruelty Society, for their programs, but most specifically for the animals that live there all the time. The walk starts at 9 a.m., and the party continues until 1 o'clock. There'll be beer this year, a beer tent.
Mm.
Dogs love beer.
No, it's for...
For the people.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
And there'll be a raffle and all these events for dogs, like an agility course, and dog trainers will be out there, veterinarians will be out there to answer questions from MedVet Chicago and other folks as well. That is May 18th at the Soldier Field on the Green, I think it's called. It's right next to Soldier Field, right
all
there.
Right. Yeah.
And for further information, anticruelty.org.
Do you speak at this event, Steve?
I do. I'm one of the... thank you.
Are you a keynote speaker?
Yes. I do a PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Wow. Color-coded?
Yes.
Oh, those are the best.
No, I will be out there with Jose Sanders of Channel 7.
Oh, yeah.
And Roz Varon of Channel 7.
Yeah.
And Bart Shore, a brother in sound.
I love Bart.
Bark Shore.
Bart.
No, not but for Bart. The event, it should
oh,
be Bart.
You know, yes.
Bart's former dog, Max, he has passed away.
Yes.
Bart had this dog so trained, Bill. He would bring the dog on Dearborn Street right by Harry Carey's.
Yeah.
Why?
And he would say, because he was walking his dog one day, and he said, you know, Max, stay. And Max would just lay down and did not move. Until Bart said, you know, up.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I'm too much of a chicken. I have a leash on my dog at all times. Not a bad idea because people walking by might be afraid.
You're totally right about all of that, but including the fact that this dog was, I've witnessed it.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really, yeah, very, very well trained.
Steve, I saw something on TV last night, and I said, I can't wait to tell Steve Dale about this because I don't even know if you know this exists. This woman came up with this product where it's a piece of tape. And you take your cat and you put the tape on your cat and then you lift the tape up and then you send it into a lab and it's like a DNA test. They tell you the history, like everything in the cat's history. Have you ever heard of such a thing? It exists?
Yes.
Something like that already exists?
Yeah. No, well, I've heard of this. So Leslie Lyon is the researcher who did all the work. She's a geneticist.
Mm-hmm.
And we now have a... amazing understanding of the cat genome. We do have the dog genome too, and I think for our own medicine, even it'll be at some point, like you're born, and they'll be able to map out exactly what you probably will need for the rest of your life.
Wow.
It's really quite amazing.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the sharks on Shark Tank said, how much will this cost? And they said, it's $100. And all the sharks said, no, people won't spend that money. But I said,
I
bet if
will.
I ask Steve, he'll tell me otherwise.
Yeah, you're right. I think they will. I mean, people love their cats and dogs. This stuff is really interesting stuff, but moreover, can help medically.
Yeah.
Veterinarians determine what's to come because they will say this polycystic kidney disease can be in part genetic, for example.
Right.
And they can say this is going to probably happen with this cat. They can predict all that. And it's because of the work this one researcher did, which I'm on the board of an organization that helped the fund.
Now, explain this part to me. The shark said, why don't you do this for dogs? And she said, because it would cost twice as much.
I don't understand why
that would be.
Well, they do that with the, you can test the breed of your dog. Isn't this kind of what they're doing for cats?
Yeah. A little more than that. What they're doing for cats, and soon we'll be able to do for dogs too, potentially, is... They're going, and I think they can do this for people. I mean, there are people who know more about this than I do, for sure. But by doing what you describe, or by taking a sample of your saliva, can tell you everything about you. Medically, too, and that's the idea, to be able to preempt or better understand medical conditions.
So not just things you've already had, but things you could potentially have in the future.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's
It is thought that very soon we'll be able to go to the doctor when we're infants,
mm-hmm.
and that doctor will say, well, there's a 30% chance of this kind of heart disease happening.
Hmm.
And that's what they're looking for, by the way. Heart disease is one of the things they would look for in cats. It's actually feline hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, it's called, and it's really, sadly, very common among cats.
Yeah.
Another thing I read recently, with medical marijuana being legal in Illinois, and perhaps it's going to be recreational soon, a lot more people are bringing home edibles to their house. And, you know, if you have a dog that jumps on the counter or a cat that walks on the counter, this could be very dangerous to animals.
Thank you for bringing that up, because it can be. And what's more, there's this trend that's going on YouTube now. I'm almost hesitant to talk about it, because when you talk about these things that they may happen more often. Dogs often have neurological symptoms, and they look like they're having a seizure. They may be technically having a seizure if they have too much of this stuff that you speak of. And people actually think it's funny and videotape it.
It's not. People
it's
did
not
that
funny.
In high school. They'd, you know, do a big bong hit and blow it into their dog's face. Or people used to give their dog beer. How is that funny?
It's not. It's animal abuse, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And people should be found guilty if they do this, and they are guilty. They should be subject to criminal prosecution, in
so
my
what
opinion.
About the second secondhand smoke, if marijuana is legalized for recreational purposes, you're going to have a lot more instances where pets are just in the room when it's happening. What's the end result there?
Well, we do know about cigarette smoke. I don't know the answer for marijuana smoke. I just don't know.
Yeah. It doesn't linger, it seems, as long as cigarette smoke.
I don't know. I don't know if there are as many carcinogens.
Right.
In secondhand marijuana
smoke.
Yeah,
I don't think there is.
Yeah, so that's just not my wheelhouse. But I do know this. I do know that when you get a prescription, you know, so they get brownies very often with marijuana in it, right? And other edibles, right? So what you typically do when you get a prescription is you put it in your cabinet at home and you close the cabinet. You don't put it up on a counter. And up on a counter, our pets can get to it much more easily. And if it's chocolate, you've got a double whammy going on here because chocolate can be very toxic to dogs and cats. Cats tend to, like, I'm not going to bother with it. Some cats will, but dogs definitely like it. And it's you're combining now this big hit of marijuana. You're supposed to have one of those chocolate cookies or chocolate brownies, but the dog may eat three or four of them.
Oh,
and
no.
A dog is, say, what, how big is Kona?
He's about 52 pounds.
So you've got a 52-pound animal or less, right? A 12-pound dog can do it.
So it's processing the drug real well.
Yeah, so that's not good.
So if your dog is playing a lot of video games, listening to Pink Floyd, you need to do something about it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
How come you haven't won any awards recently? What's going on with you?
How come you haven't, Bill?
There's reasons I haven't. But Steve is used to winning awards, and it's been over a month. You haven't won a single award.
Know.
What's
I
going on
know.
With you?
I don't know. I'm just... I don't know.
And all how right. about that crazy, stupid lady who dropped a bag of puppies in Coachella in the dumpster?
Yeah, in a dumpster.
And a homeless guy found it, and you know he didn't want people to think he did it, but he left it at like an auto parts place.
Yeah,
the homeless guy's a hero.
Totally. It was 90 some degrees.
They would have died.
100%.
Yep.
So she has been caught, and
she's been prosecuted.
Yeah.
And there was a case in Springfield, Illinois. I mean, so the good news is slowly, we are taking animal abuse more seriously. And we could thank the internet for that in part, because cameras caught all this. And then when word got out, I mean, I posted on my blog, but oh my God, you know, I mean, what? Millions of people posted on their social media pages images of her. So of course, when millions of people do it, you're going to be caught.
It.
Yeah, yeah. And similarly for a guy in Springfield, Illinois that... beat a chihuahua to death. So the good news, if there's good news in these stories, is that we are beginning to prosecute and take it very seriously, as we should.
Yep.
Because someone who does this to an animal is, we know, likely to do something bad to a person as well.
Amen.
Steve, thank you. I hope you win an award soon. I feel bad that you haven't won any award for a month.
Well, you could give me an award.
I'll get you something.
Or you can we'll get, find, yeah, that's what
yeah,
I'm afraid of.
Something.
You'll give me something. That's
how do
that's
people
for sure.
find you?
SteveDale.tv.
And what's coming up on your show?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Because this week, my girlfriend is going to be on.
What? Your wife will be furious.
I don't think so in this case, because it's Dr. Jane Goodall. Remember I spoke about her and I interviewed her? So the first part of the interview airs this Sunday at 6:30. She, I'll tell you, is the most incredible person I have met ever, ever. Without coming, I mean, I don't know about religious stuff and what it takes for someone to be a saint.
Yes,
but she is that. I interviewed Mother Teresa in a way. I mean, she is a United Nations says officially, you're our messenger of peace.
Right.
She's up, deservedly so, for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
She is the most incredible person I have met. We need to listen to what she's saying.
Jane Goodall, as you say, your girlfriend. You're going to call her that when she's on with you?
Sure. No,
right.
No, I didn't.
No.
I'm out of town, so I recorded the interview already, and it airs this Sunday morning at 6:30.
Very, very good.
Thank you.
Steve, nice to see you.
Thank you for bringing that up. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.